Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
I have not been with you guys for a couple of weeks. Let me read you something I wrote to a publicist. Said, "Hi, Sandy. I've decided there's way too much negativity in America today, and as such, I've taken 2 weeks off from my radio program to reflect on future content." James Hearson has been on a program before. He's the absolute perfect guest for me to start with when I come back on the air. From what you wrote in your introduction, Sandy, it would appear that he too realizes negativity accomplishes nothing. I'm definitely joining him philosophically through my program and in my individual philosophy. James is an attorney. He has a master's degree in media psychology. Among other things, he's a New York Times best-selling author, an international business attorney, a news analyst, cultural commentator, and social media scholar. He's been on the program before. I got to tell you, James is one of the reasons that I really enjoy doing this radio. He's a good guy, and he has an awful lot to say about what we can do to live together harmoniously and make America a better place. He's recently recorded a number of patriotic songs. As a reminder to all of us that we live in the greatest country on the planet, and it's very important to realize that. James, tell us a little bit about your organization called Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Well, okay, that's not actually my organization, but I've dedicated the proceeds to these patriotic, beautiful songs to that organization, and it's an organization, in part, one of the greatest things it does is it pays off the mortgages of families of where the breadwinner has been taken and he happened to be a first responder. And some of the greatest Americans that we know are first responders. They also get involved with that same activity with people that served in the military. And my background, you know, even I worked for many, many years in Hollywood, in the entertainment business as a lawyer. But before I was a lawyer, I made a living as a musician, and I had the good fortune. I come from Chicago. I played in recording studios in Chicago, played keyboards and harmonica, and sometimes sang with some amazing rhythm and blues artists like Natalie Cole and The Impressions, Ramsey Lewis, Jerry Butler, a whole bunch of them. And I ended up coming to the West Coast because a friend of mine began to work for the Temptations. And I ended up for several years as the Temptations' main keyboardist, a piano player, that sort of thing. And I toured with them, and they were incredibly great people. And it's partially because of the money they paid me that I was then able to go to law school. I originally wanted to go to rectify what I thought was unjust treatment of musicians by the music business, but I ended up getting involved in a different business. But I've always been, I guess you'd call it, an activist for the nation. I've also, on behalf of public interest legal group, I've been involved in 36 cases that were before the Supreme Court with briefs that I co-wrote. And I'm very familiar with the court. So I'm intimately familiar with the Constitution, the principles behind the Constitution, which are really contained in America's birth certificate, the Declaration of Independence. And I realize the incredible gift of this country, of its founding principles, and what it is that we need to rally around. And, yep. And the fact is, it's exceptional in the world. Because, unfortunately, because our schools have been dumbed down, we have a generation of people who fail to understand the historical context of the birth of America, the kind of world that the United States was born into, and therefore they're susceptible to people who want to denigrate this country's history and heritage. And part of that history and heritage are these songs that, you know, are almost like hymns. And so I put together a little EP. It's almost finished with five of the most beloved patriotic songs. But in addition, we're at a time in our country where people are feeling despondent. And of course, despondent in part because they live under an oppressive media. And so I want people to be filled with hope. One of the greatest, amazing, hopeful things is the actual text of the Constitution itself and the way it grants power to one specific area of government dealing with the issue of the election of presidents of the United States. And that body, it happens to be the state legislatures. And it is so explicit and clear in the Constitution that a lot of people, for whatever reason, they overlook it. Obviously, the media overlooks it. But the fact is that the state legislatures have it within their power to completely restore voter integrity, to completely restore America's faith in the election, and to deal with, you know, the various issues that are before before us now, after we had unprecedented things occur. And so I think that anybody that looks into that discovers the brilliance and the simplicity that providentially our founders were able to muster up, which is why we are the envy of the world in terms of our system of governance, which is not a democracy, but is a constitutional republic, which includes representative democracy, but it includes safeguards to protect individuals from mob rule, which always results in a pure democracy.
You know, I have one question I want to ask you about that very quickly, but I want to keep this short for your benefit, but I think you could answer it very quickly, fairly easily, and then we could talk about it at a later time. When you talk about mob rule, I live in the Northwest. I know you're down in Southern California, if I'm not mistaken. I'm about 2 hours north of Seattle, and that puts me about 6 hours north of Portland, and I have to tell you, the mob rule that occurred in Seattle and Portland really, really disturbed me. And I would like to get you back on the program, James, at some point when it's convenient for you in the future, because this mob rule, some of the demonstrations that went on then, that went on a few months ago, where people in Seattle were actually shot to death during these demonstrations. And I have to tell you, we really need to get back to the Constitution and the leaders of the areas where mob rule exists right now, I think, really have to curtail that. Final opinion on that, James?
Yeah, in many cases, and if you're in the state of Washington, Governor Inslee has blood on his hands.
Yes.
And the mayor of Seattle has blood. They were not just inactive and failing to perform their duty. They were enablers of the mob rule that you speak of the looting and the burning and the people that victimized the crimes. And it's my prayer that people will wake up and see that culpability and act appropriately with their electoral power in the future.
Mr. Harrison, we're out of time. Got to take a real quick commercial break. The only thing I want to say here is I agree with you 1,000%, sir. I want to get you back and talk about this.